Hello everyone and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I do apologize for the technical difficulties we had. This is Richie Adams Evans on the Artist Loft with my guest today, author Victoria Kirby. She joins us today and is really appreciative that we could have her time. The loss of a soulmate can change the life pathways of so many couples. Never recover from the loss, while others slowly move into their life pathways one day at a time. So we're going to talk to Victoria about her life, her books, and her future. Hello, Victoria. How are you today?
I'm doing okay until I make it to work.
Oh, well, God bless you, and say hello to my co-host, Johnsonius, Professor Johnsonius P. Lawrence. She's on today to call to help host the show.
Okay,
Tito. Well, good afternoon, Mrs. Victoria, and good afternoon to the audience. I'd like to let everyone, well, good afternoon, Gigi. And I'd like to let everyone to know that I'm very honored and thankful to be part of this special edition of the radio show, the Loft radio show, because it's important for me. It's important to Gigi.
Yes.
It's important to Victoria, and it's important for me.
Well, thank you, Tito, for tuning in. We also have a show called Wise Mind that that's Johnsonius's radio show, Victoria, but we only have 30 minutes today, and we've lost some time trying to get on. It seems like technical problems, but Victoria, I'd like to say to you personally, that it's a heartfelt sympathy here for your recovery and the loss of your mate. And I'd like to ask you, how have you managed so far?
Well, so far I've managed just by writing. Writing keeps my mind occupied. It's just like it's therapeutic to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, with your books, you're a 6-time author, and with the books, one of the books, I know that you've included your boyfriend, your long mate, that you'd like to talk about that for a minute to our audience. What inspired you to write this book?
What actually inspired me to actually write the book was the fact that I don't like how the doctors and or his child actually was treating him during the process of him lying on his deathbed.
Okay, you want to elaborate on that without name calling?
Okay, without any actual name calling, it's certain doctors at Lakeland and in the emergency room department area was like, well, you know, it might not be 3 days from now, it might not be weeks from now, but he's going to die. And I was like doing so much research, months after months of research, to try to find alternative treatments to help keep him alive. And the day after he passed away, the Brzezinski Clinic, which is a cancer clinic, called my phone.
Mm. And that was devastating news that he had passed away, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, having so many problems personally myself with hospice places, and I won't call any names either. Sometimes we say that people are often mistreated, and the people that are often mistreated actually lose their lives, and I don't have proof of every existing place that does that. I only have personal experience, as with Victoria, who's had personal experiences, and I'm not going to do any name calling, but there's counseling that needs to be done with people that lose their loved ones. And to throw this in real quick with you, Victoria, if you'd like to, you can connect with Johnsonius, and he's a counselor, a life coach counselor. He's in psychology, and he can help people to move along to help to reshape their lives. You can contact him at titolange@yahoo.com. That's TITOLANGE. At yahoo.com, because he's a fantastic counselor. He's excellent with helping people to cope, and that's what our radio show is about, Wise Mind. But getting back to to your laws and to your book, what is your projected future? How do you go from here? What do you plan on doing from here?
From here, I plan on turning the book itself into a script.
Okay. Great.
Enjoy.
That background noise in the back, can hardly hear you. But with that, knowing that you're going to have it to the script, because I know I'm working on a script for you now called Celebrity Crush, and with my health reasons, it's taken me a while to get back on track, to get you, as well as everybody else that was under my line of working at that particular time. And again, I say to you, live, thank you for patience. It takes a long time. I hear a lot of background noise. It's like a TV or something. I can't hear the guests. I'm trying to figure out where it's coming from. Okay. Now, Victoria, you've written 6 books. And out of those 6 books, you said you wanted to write a script out of one for your boyfriend. What is the title of that book? My Lost Love?
I think either that might be the title, or I might name it, come up with another name for it.
Okay. Tito, would you like to ask her a question?
Well, do you have one, Victoria?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Well, from what I can hear is that, well, that probably to ask you a question, are you a cultivator of your own spirituality? Are you, are you cultivating spirituality?
No.
Okay. No, I asked that question first because you were earlier, now you were saying to Gigi that, or well, to the audience, that you write as much as you can in each therapeutic sessions every time that you get to write. You feel good and everything. So I was wondering about that for a specific reason. And that reason is to write. You have to go within your own inner existence, within your own core, to connect with whatever the message that is in there. And this is why you feel the way you do during the time you're doing it and afterwards, because it is a spiritual practice.
Okay.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
It is a spiritual practice, and of course, yes, you have been, you are a lady who has been going through so much, and one other way, I like to share that with the audience, one other way to do that, if situation or circumstances does not allow you to write, is to go into meditation, which is enter into your own spiritual realm, where you will be connected spiritually and open up your heart. When you open up your heart, it is open and everything that should not be in it will just come out. And what I mean should not be in it, that is include blessings and lots of things, because your heart is not to be holding on anything at all. It is there to receive spiritual indications, spiritual directions that you are to be taking. And it's that's where how would I say it? It is okay. Your core, which is your heart, is your center of spiritual communication. It should not be holding anything. And going through everything you've been going through, if they are not automatically coming out, they are building up, building up, building up. And what happened and what will happen over time is that they are going to constitute a blockage for the flow of spiritual revelations, spiritual energies to come. So that's why I'm very happy that you are being spiritually led to understand and be blessed with the indication of what to do. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Exactly. Congratulations. Now, Victoria, thank you, Tito, so much for that. In your life experience with your boyfriend, I know that God has sent him to you, and he did not live his life in vain because you all had a wonderful relationship from what we've discussed so far. I do believe that he was your soulmate and that you will see him again eventually if you believe in this, you know, in the spirituality, in the spiritual world. Now, with the remainder of the books, the five books that you have, and with your sons that you talk about that you hope to see on the screen one day, as well as Celebrity Crush, and your other book about the title, My Lost Love, what are your aspirations to move on from here after you... the healing process. We never heal sometimes from the loss of a loved one, but what are your aspirations for your future as of now today?
As of now, I plan on becoming a medical consultant to make people more aware of the other options that are out there besides what doctors give them the options of.
Okay, and that was with your book you talked about that I had an opportunity to review about medicines that can hurt you. Is that, I don't remember the title of it just right offhand, but I remember you authored a book about that medication. Is that in your field of being a medical consultant?
Yeah, The Reasons to Mind Your Meds was the book title because there's more reasons out there then others don't even know about or not even aware about, and doctors only give them so many options to protect their own self.
Exactly. And where can we find your books at?
The first four can be found on xlibris.com. The last two can be found at amazon.com.
Okay, now what are the four that we were talking about to be found on, did you say X what?
X Libris.
X Libris, okay. And those titles are Celebrity Crush?
Yep, it's Celebrity Crush. It's Together as a Couple, We Have the Guidelines. It's The Pros and Cons of Knowing a Woman, and it's also Memorable Moments.
Okay. And ladies and gentlemen, you can pick those books up and also Amazon.com. And with the guidelines and the bit of information that Tito has helped you with, are you aware of any meditation? Do you do meditation? Do you practice meditations to help you to move? Do you have any expectations for learning a little bit more about meditation and how to control your spirituality, because your boyfriend is always going to be there. And I know that
I've never practiced meditation.
Yes, okay. And that's good. And then that way you can go into your spiritual self a little bit more in depth. But with you mentioned that you were looking for someone that could have to be almost like him, can you explain that to the audience?
Well, it'll never be anyone almost like him or close to him, because every person is their own self. They're just one of a kind. No one can come close to them or ever fill that person's shoes.
Exactly. Now, with your aspiration, I can hear an echo. Someone has been too loud. But with your aspiration, as far as an author is concerned, and then becoming a medical counselor, let's talk about your boys for a moment. You said that you wanted to get them to stream. What do they do?
What do you mean, but what do they do?
Are they in entertainment? Are they singing, dancing? Are they poets? In the entertainment?
My youngest one, he likes to write and do art every now and then, but the oldest one, he just offers to mostly video games and trying to want to fix stuff.
Okay. He may become a developer someday.
Yeah.
Is there anything that's good, but I do hear an echo. I can't exactly pinpoint where it's coming from. Someone sounds so just too loud. With your book, and I know you said you were going to go on to a webinar pretty soon to learn more about writing scripts and everything like that. But do you plan on moving forward with writing a seventh book after this book is underway? And how long does it take you to write a book?
It usually takes anywhere from being probably 2 to 3 months to write a book.
Mm-hmm. Almost a little bit longer than that for a story, especially when a writer has to, they have to go by notes instead of actually. If it's not a book,
yeah,
it takes about 8 or 9 months sometimes, because you have to get everything going together, and the one taking the script, a lot of people don't understand that it takes a lot. People that write very quickly sometimes have a very good end result. I wish you well in your venture, and I wanted to know if you wanted to ask Tito a question as far as his counseling is concerned.
As far as the counseling goes, I've never really thought of it. I just saw a therapist one time, and after that, I just kept everything just all bottled up.
Well, do you believe that there's an interconnection in your strength that can help you to move on? Because I know that we're talking today, but I do that I feel like I have a feel that, it's part of you. It's going to be with you a long time. And if you need to ever unload, you can always get in touch with him through his email. Let him know, because, like I said, he's very to help you move along and be positive. And I know that you're your own person and that you're in your own direction. Sometimes we all need a little bit of extra help. Different people we have to just keep experiencing. Find the right person. But getting to life, getting to understand life and death, and people understanding how hospices work. Do you have anything to elaborate on that?
Well, as far as how hospice goes, I don't too much agree with the way they do certain things there.
Mm-hmm. Well, being in the medical field,
as far as when it comes to their patients being there at hospice, they don't always get to them on time. They wait a while to get to giving their medicine sometimes.
Do you have a a reason as to why they take so long?
One time, I had to go in the hallway to go searching and looking for the nurse, and the nurse was just sitting at the desk, just playing on her phone.
Yeah, that should have been reported to the office or the manager overseeing. something like that. Sorry, you know, that those things happen. But, you know, with personal experience, like I said, with Holly, there's someone that we know that everyone can okay. And we have so many people that are suffering. And if you'd like to call in today to speak with Victoria, the number is 347-855-8335. We have a brief commercial from Tito about art in Fort Lauderdale. Tito, would you give us that information, please? Tito?
Pardon? Hi?
We have about 60 Hello. Seconds left, and I wanted to go ahead and use art information to go ahead for the advertisement for the day show.
Oh, for the White Man show?
For art and his employment, he's looking
for. Oh, yes, for art show. You know that, no, we will have to do that on Wednesday for our show. But however, for anyone in Fort Lauderdale area, I would substitute the word for art and to contact any homeowner in the Fort Lauderdale area who would need a home improvement work to contact Mr. Robert Thomas, to contact him at 954-665-1296. He is a very great supporter of Wise Minds radio show and Wise Minds work that we're doing. So that this is the kind of home improvement contractor, small business improvement, home improvement contractors that I would encourage anyone in the Fort Lauderdale area to have done work for him. His character is stable. You can count on him. And thank you so much. His telephone number again is 954-665-1296.
All right. Thank you, Tito.
You're welcome.
Victoria. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to The Art of Loss. My guest today is Victoria. I'm author who recently lost a boyfriend to cancer. And she's writing and she's healing. And Victoria, would you like to give a shout out to anyone listening to the show and any information that you can give that would be a comfort zone for people who have lost your loved one as you have for healing?
The best information to give anyone who has lost anyone is for them to never to give up hope and faith that they will see them again one day.
Amen. I do so. So I'll agree with you on that one right there. Now, as you slowly move into your life's pathway, one day at a time, others who may need you to, you know, just to say, Victoria, can you help me out with this or can you help me out with that? Do you think you would be prepared to do that in a certain way, like a best friend or a loved one? As far as helping them out with the hospice situation, if that ever occurred again, would you have information as to guiding them to know what to look for and how to react?
I'll have information as far as what to look for, but a person that allows themselves to be open to help is able to accept the help, but if not able to accept the help, they're willing to learn from their own life experience by going through it themselves.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, with your books and everything else that's going on in your life, I ask all of my guests at one point is that what good information or advice that you could give to a person who's out there trying to make the best of a life situation despite all of the downfalls that they have? What can you tell them to do other than what you just said as far as authors are concerned when they're writing? What information or advice or encouragement do you have when they feel like their time is just not worth what they're doing?
As far as the medical field goes and what certain things that doctor tells you, doctors don't have the right or shouldn't have the right to tell to put a time limit on a person's life because they know nor the time nor the hour of the day where a person is to depart from this world.
Exactly. And I just so agree with that. And our time is up for the day, but Victoria, we're going to have to do another show because there's a lot of other things that I would like to continue with you as far as your books are concerned and project that you're doing. And I'd like to set up another time with you at another weekend day. But tune in to our Wise Mind show when you can, Wednesdays from 1 to 1:30 p.m. On Blog Talk Radio as well. And I do appreciate you for being on the show. Our time was kind of cut short, but I said, for technical reasons. But ladies and gentlemen, please keep in mind that we are a voice in the wind, and we're helping others to have a voice. So if you tune in and you call in, that's encouragement for our guests as well as ourselves. And we are professional people. We look forward to you supporting us as we support you on the air. So may God bless you all, and may you have a wonderful evening, Victoria. And thank you, and I will get back to you on another radio.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Tito.
You're welcome.
Right. Okay. Victoria, you still there? Thank you. God bless.